It's a good day time, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Never finished. This program is never over. It airs someplace every minute of every day, all around the clock. You're listening perhaps the morning, some of you listening late morning, early afternoon, some of you in the evening, some of you in the early morning hours, wherever you are. And not only is it playing someplace all the time, but you can get it anytime you'd like at the listen box at DougSteffen.com. You'll find all the things that are part of our routine. Pretty easy to translate all of this stuff. The technology is really, it is amazing. The more
think
about
I that.
Sort of flip around here and see what's there.
How many hours? We're on 30-some-odd hours a week, 36 or 38 hours a week.
Yeah.
If you add in the weekend programs, it's 40-couple hours a week. Any of those hours that is playing live,
yeah,
like we are right now, if you're listening to us right now, or if the station might play it a little bit later, or if it's played on the web in the dozens of whatever places, or if you're listening to the podcast, or if you're listening to the app, you are probably right in that this show is airing every single minute of every single day. Somewhere, somehow.
All the time. Woo-ha!
That's crazy.
You might get hoarse
after
a while.
Crazy. Well, I have, there are different ways of me approaching what's going on, I think, in the world, in all of our minds. Three words today are want, need, and value. Value, want, need. Need, value, want. Put them any way you want to. There is value here, and there's value with you. A lot of people don't think their lives are worth much for whatever the reason. Everybody's life, all your thoughts have value. It's just whether or not you're connected with the right people. Are you finding the people that you want to find or that you need to find in your daily existence? Do you have connections with people who will add to your well-being? And you can, it isn't like sucking off of them. It's just that being around them is of value. That's my whole pretense here for being at your service and on your side, because I think there's something that's useful and relevant. Most of the time, we're having fun with the issues, trying to solve some of the problems that you have personally, or maybe there's a more general. I don't think we can do anything about what's universal. I think we can only do something about what's in our world, that is your world. You have your own being that you can't escape 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are in that being, in that moment. That's you. Cannot escape that, can't change it, unless you commit suicide. And then, really, who knows what's afterwards.
Not that we advocate that.
No,
we
don't. Right.
Lord.
I think it is. I mean, we're in ourselves, and we're all about who we are. But then there are other things that are of value. The exchanges that we have here. Why did you... That was a rotten thing for you to say. Why did you say that, Roberta? It wasn't negative at all. It was meant at being... being
suicide positive. Is negative.
Not necessarily. Why is that negative? For somebody that's suffering from horrible pain, a horrible end to one's life, suicide's a very practical way to get out of it. What's the old theme from MASH? It was called Suicide
is Painless.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I'm not suggesting you contemplate suicide, Roberta, at least not today. But there are...
I think there's
tomorrow brings.
There's a difference between contemplating and act on it. I think that everybody at one point in their life has contemplated just doing away with it all.
You know what it hits
me? But the difference is between thinking it and acting it.
When you can't get those shoes on sale?
No. Driving over a freeway overpass, I always think, what if I went crazy right now and just drove off the side? You ever have that thought?
You ever think, think of it, I'm often, especially the roads in Ohio, when I'm driving across 224 from one of the airports to Heidelberg, and there are these two-lane roads all over the Midwest, as a matter of fact, these big 18-wheelers come zooming down the highway, and I'm thinking to myself every once in a while, what happens if that guy wants to end it all? And I'm on the wrong side of the street.
How in the world did we get to this conversation? My God.
I never thought we would be here today.
Welcome to your happy morning conversation
show. Roberta's the one. Well, but I do think that that's a way out. It's not necessarily what you want, nor is it what you need, but it's an option.
The only problem there is that some people's definition of a horrible, miserable life and what's going on may be different than others. And
you know, I think so many people don't understand how much they have to be thankful for.
Yes.
I have a friend whose life at the moment is miserable, and I don't understand it because she has all kinds of two great kids. She has a great business. She has lots of friends, but it's just it's where her mindset is. And that have I suggest that I'm, I don't – this is – Ken would – not shoot me, but he'd be upset because he talks about people over-medicating. There's a product that's available in health food stores called serotonin. And serotonin is something some people take Prozac and some of that other stuff I would never take. And I actually haven't taken serotonin for a long time. But what it did do for me when I took it 15, 20 years ago was even out. Everybody's chemistry is different. All of us have a different balance in our bodies chemically. And if your mind isn't working quite right, it's often because of the imbalance in the chemicals that are in your body. So serotonin levels that stuff all out. You have natural serotonin, which you produce. Sometimes not enough of it. It's like adrenaline. We all naturally produce adrenaline, but sometimes not enough. So you have to have a shot of it in order to keep everything functioning properly. And that's been one of the things that's added to people's lives. You know, the average person, when my father was born, the average person lived to be about 49 or 50 years of age, and that was only 100 years ago. So what have we done in that 100 years? We've gotten the average life from 49 up to 79. So we've added 30 years and a little over 100 years of time, and part of it is because of medical breakthroughs for which we are all thankful. That's a good thing. We want those things around, but What's happened in the other direction is that we've let ourselves go. We're eating food that's not as good for us. You know, 100 years ago, you grew your own food. Everybody ate out of their own garden. Who does that today? Me. And maybe, you know, 2% of the population. Everybody else depends on others to grow their food. There is a stark difference in the realities of what's available today for food and what was available to the average person. So how come we're living longer now if we're eating worse food? Well, technology. We have people who are living 4 or 5 years beyond where they might otherwise have lived because of things that are done to protract their lives. Is that good? That's a value judgment, isn't it? You make the decision, frankly. And I think that it's really very interesting to kind of put we value things differently. All of us have different values. Richie has different values on some things than I do, and Jennifer does, and Roberta does. But we do have value. It's just maybe we don't agree on what that value is. What is it? $2.98 worth of iron is in your body?
Yeah.
So you're worth, isn't that?
Yeah, the body's worth like $13 or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you're worth more to me, Richie, than that. Jennifer, you're worth more to me than that. Roberta?
At least $20, right?
That's right.
Right. And now, so we're talking
about... And what am I worth, Doug?
I've got at least $40 worth of beer floating around in me somewhere.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. So, but so there's value. Each of us have our own values. And by the way, I have a truck being worked on over at the automatic transmission shop because the flywheel fell apart and there's metal all through the thing. A guy says he wants $1,800 to fix the transmission. I said, you know what? It's not worth it. The value of me spending $1,800 to get a transmission fixed in a truck, it's probably not worth much more than that. Well, maybe we can cut the price down to $1,600. I said, sir, you're not listening to me. That truck isn't worth me spending any money on. Mm-hmm. At least the value that I place on it, frankly, the value I place on your work is zero. Not because your work is worth nothing, because to me, it isn't. I happen to have a spare transmission laying around, and I'm going to take it out of the truck that doesn't run and put it in this truck.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do. Your value is to somebody who can't do that, who doesn't have trucks laying around that have transmissions in it. They bring the truck or the car to you. They have no other place to go, so you can get them for $1,800. I got someplace else to go, so your value is diminished.
Because you're Fred Sanford.
In a way, I am, Richie. As a matter of fact, I have all sorts of trucks and tractors and things around that I don't throw anything away. I have the torch and save stuff. And I
even take, clothes.
And, oh, by the way, did
that's
you
right.
see?
I here's my blue corduroy shirt on. Blue
corduroy.
How about my shirt?
You like my shirt? Where's the shirt?
Let me say hold on a minute. I got to get back over here.
There it is.
You can actually make a lot of money for all your vintage jeans.
What does it say? Wonder. And who's
Wonder?
It's Wonder Bread.
Yep. No.
Whose picture is that?
It's a, you know, it's a picture of an embryo.
Oh.
It was given to me by someone who's making a statement about life.
Nice.
I thought it was Red Fox.
No, there you go.
Well, it's good to wear a T-shirt with the message.
That's it. What's the message? What you want, you can put on the T-shirt. What you need, you can put on the T-shirt.
You big dummy.
All right. If you're, can we do some marketing now, Richie?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I can do some marketing.
Can you do it over top of the Sanford and Son theme?
I probably can. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's
if you want to market your junkyard, may I suggest that you go to CaptainEmail.com and use his text message marketing service. The folks at Text Message Marketing can deliver your message directly to all the people that want to buy the stuff in your junkyard, your clients, your prospects. I have a guy who came to me yesterday. He's got a special deal on tires from his junkyard. I found out about it by getting a text from him. And you can do the same thing with your business. Free trial texting. Go to Doug, D-O-U-G, at 313131. You thought I was making that up. No, it's true. This guy has a bunch of tires, and he wants $100 for all of them.
There you go.
All right, that's it. Bring it right over to the...
Elizabeth, I'm going to send you a text message telling you how ugly you are.
It's the Stefan and Son Junkyard. Text Doug to 313131, keyword, short code, Doug, 313131. Let's see how fast this can work for you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings, savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Richie screwed some up?
No, me?
Hard to believe.
Never.
Nothing the Munsters can't fix.
I want to do the Adams
family. The Adams family.
Them too. 21 after on Good Day.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's our birthday time.
San Francisco.
And why not celebrate the birthday of one of the real stalwarts in saloon singing, Anthony Benedetto, who hails from San Francisco. I don't think he was born there. I think he grew up there. And thus the Grammy Award-winning song from 1962 he's singing now. Left my heart in San Francisco. We could listen to this whole thing, couldn't we?
Now.
Yes, Rich.
Yesterday you were asking, we were talking about MTV's Unplugged.
Yes.
It was part of our poll from a few days ago.
Yes, it was.
And you had to be reminded what the show Unplugged was, which it's all acoustic sets.
Yep.
That show Unplugged, which I believe this version of this song was taken from, was responsible for the resurgence of Tony Bennett's career in 1985. He kind of fallen off the map, and then he did MTV's Unplugged. His agent got him on that show for God-known reason, and then bam.
Yep.
It
whole
just
different
took off.
Sense of relativity.
Oh, yeah.
And interesting, speaking of birthdays, the only major media outlet that didn't report on MTV's 30th birthday this week was MTV. Spokesperson, for them said that they ignored the special date on purpose.
Because they don't want their young viewers to think that they're old and
most
outdated.
Of their current viewers were not even born.
Yeah.
Are they going to start watching VH1 now?
I don't know about that.
MTV? Yeah.
That story is at DougStefan.com, by the way, today, along with a lot of other great connections. The Queen of Cheap specials for today. Check that out in our video of the day, how people spend their money. So Tony Bennett's 85 today. Happy birthday to him. Up next, President Bartlett? I wish he actually were the president. He was pretty good at being president.
No, on the TV show, anyway.
Yeah. He might have been a pretty good president. His name, his real name, his birth name is Ramon Estevez. He changed it, and I don't know where he came up with Martin Sheen. That's never been a story that was clear to me. How he picked Martin Sheen out of whatever was available. He felt he couldn't have made it as an actor. He comes across as a white guy from New York.
Yeah, not back in the 70s he couldn't have.
No. Ramon Estevez, i.e. Martin Sheen, born in the state, 1940. Been in some pretty tough movies like Apocalypse Now, et cetera, et cetera. Father to Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. Both of them are brothers. Next up on the birthday list from the Shirelles, Beverly Lee, who had a great time with the Shirelles. I met him on a Sunday. My heart stood still. Remember that? Dedicated to the one I love. Tonight's the night. Will you still love me tomorrow? Mama said, Soldier Boys. Roberta, am I right? Isn't there something in the... this is another one of those Broadway-type These guys have so many hits, they could make a Broadway show out of their lives. Isn't that in the works? Didn't I think that or hear that?
Well, there's Baby, It's You that's about the Shirelles.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. So you got to go
Baby,
see that.
It's called Baby, It's You.
All right, so I want to go see that.
Yeah.
All right, you're
in charge of getting tickets.
All right, thank you. All right, do I have to go with you?
Yeah, the tickets will be in my name.
Ah, okay. All right. That'll be great, Roberta. I'll be happy to go with you. All right, so we get from the Shirelles to the group War. B.B. Dickerson is the bass player, right? Yeah, for War.
Yep.
Why can't we be friends? Florida State 1949. Happy birthday on his 62nd. That's a great song, by the way, if you've never heard this before. Jay North's birthday, he was Dennis the Menace. My God, he's 60 years old. Ah, Martha Stewart, born this day, 1941. Having a birthday today. Happy birthday to her. John McGinley, Dr. Perry Cox on Scrubs. Lee Rocker, bass player for the Stray Cats, is 50 today. Strut that stuff, Richie.
Absolutely. Here we go.
Rent to own. It sounds like a good deal. Low payments, no credit checks, but add up how much you really pay for that TV, computer, or dryer, and the interest usually makes that item twice or three times as costly. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Consumer Reports has been investigating rent-to-own companies. Here are the facts. The rent-to-own industry has more than 4 million customers and over 8,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada. The industry generates $7 million in sales a year, and boy, do they make a profit. Here's an example. If you buy a laptop for $612 with a weekly payment of just under $40, it'll take you 4 years to pay for it, and you've shelled out almost $2,000. According to Consumer Reports, in many cases, even when you take advantage of the early purchase clause so you won't be dribbling money away over years, you're still paying more than you would somewhere else. That's because many items in rent-to-own stores are priced higher in the first place. For more information on the recent lawsuit against a rent-to-own company and the Consumer Reports study on the industry, check the link on our website. One better option, if you really feel you've got to have an item now and you can't afford to pay for it all at once, is a store that offers zero payment, zero interest financing. But interest accrues during the no payment period, so if you can't pay for the whole purchase when the full amount is due, once again, it'll cost you more in the long run. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. Doug's making his way back in from the pasture, checking on the cows. And while he does that, we will go over to DougSteffen.com and ask you what you do for your lunch hour, which is today's Doug's Daily Poll. Do you run errands?
How dare you try to hijack my program?
How dare you show up late? Everybody's waiting for you.
Really? They wouldn't have enjoyed where I was.
Do you play games? We told them you were out with the cows.
Yeah, really. Thank you for sharing.
Do you eat lunch during your lunch hour?
Do you?
Some or all of the above, or I don't get a lunch hour, which is Doug's answer for that.
So. That's right. All right. Check it out. Richie McFadden. Trying his best to be Dougaroo.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to be Rich McFadden.
Are you really?
You can be Dougaroo.
How's that working for you?
It's not too good so far. We'll work on it.
It's fine. You are who you are.
That's right.
You are a powerful person, Rich McFadden.
That's right.
Just make sure that you understand that. Power is in the mind. How many people are watching the video of this, by the way? Right now we have the stream, the live stream. So you can see Richie, you can see me. Can't see Roberta, can't see Jennifer. But at least you can get the sense of what's going on here. And we are working our way through a lot of things, as usual, every day. More things going on in the world. I have tried to, Roberta, put myself in a place where I could become as enthused about Harry Potter as you are. And so what
not
I've done...
Not going to happen.
Well, I'm not sure that it's necessary for it to happen to me. But what has happened, and I oftentimes get myself worked up about what children are doing and how they're influenced by various things in the media. But as I look at, you know, I don't like creepy crawly creatures. So Harry Potter is not going to be something that I get engaged in. What I have taken away from all of this, and my daughter taught me this, and Roberta did too, frankly, is that the intensity of the interest has caused a lot of children to learn how to read better.
Yes, that's the biggest thing to come out.
And, you know, that's something that you
motivated
need.
Motivated them to read.
Yeah. And so I remember back, and you probably all do too when you were in school, finding things that you wanted. We all have to, we learned how to read. It's important we all acknowledge. Can you imagine going through life without being able to read write?
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who do it because they never find anything or anybody who's an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
We need, every one of us needs some kind of inspiration or motivation. I think the two things go together. And for whatever the reason, going back to the 3,500 Harry Potter fans that Roberta was with, down at the, what do they call it, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Orlando.
Geek.
All those
a little bit, yes. But you know.
That's cool.
Geekdom and the other friends in the geekdom, they got a lot of coverage, and thus more attention was brought back to the Harry Potter finale, and more people were interested in this event. They chatted about it on the social media. And the younger people get back. You know, there are a lot of kids who just now are discovering it. They're 7, 8 years of age.
Oh, my son, we just finished the first book.
How is it? That's what I wonder about. Whether it was dark and also the words, does he understand really is being the story that's being told?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, and if he gets stuck, you know, we might chat about it. And, you know, he reads some, I read some. I was reading most of it to him. Mm-hmm. Because it's a little bit heavier read than what he's, you know, on at this point.
Right.
But he would read some of it, and he got most of it. And it's this, the first one is kind of light and fun still. Uh-huh. The second one, he's probably where we can start doing the second one. I'd probably wait a little while before we go any deeper.
Yeah.
Because it just starts to get a little bit dark.
Right. Now, after Roberta and I had the first conversation, which would have been, 2-3 weeks ago? When did this, this was around
the month. 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Harry Potter thing was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Okay. Yeah. So here's an email from Maria Collins, who lives in Glenwood, Maryland. Where's that, Richie?
Okay.
Glenwood is over, I think it's up near Baltimore.
Anyway, she writes, because we were talking about this, we asked people whether or not they'd been to see the movie, what they liked about it. She said, I loved Harry Potter. It was definitely my favorite. This one, Deathly Hallows Part 2, the favorite in the 8 movies.
Action, a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. The action never slipped, never stopped. It was really exciting. My favorite part of the movie were the epilogue and when it showed Severus Snape, is that his name?
Severus Snape.
Severus Snape's memories?
Mm-hmm.
What is that sequence about? Who is Severus Snape? I don't know who these guys are.
He's one of the teachers.
So, could he teach me something?
Probably.
What could he teach me?
Defense against the dark arts.
Mm-hmm. The dark side. I need to be in the light. Mm-hmm. We all need to be in the light.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So,
by the way,
how to defend against the dark.
Okay. Nina Shayhood says, I would rate the movie 5.5 out of 4.
It's Severus Snape, actually.
Severus Snape.
Yeah. So she liked the movie then, since she rated
apparently
it higher 5.5
out of 4,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's interesting numbers.
I'd say my favorite part is the enormous battle that takes place at Hogwarts.
Oh, my goodness, what a sequence that
very
was.
Very intense. So, again, how do young children, let's say Richie's son at 6 goes to see this, does he take the intensive?
I wouldn't take him to see this.
Yeah. All right, I think you're wise enough.
There's a difference between reading the book, because you can interpret it in your mind. Everybody visualizes stuff differently. And a kid's not going to visualize more than he can handle. But if you took him to the movie, then you're forced into an interpretation.
Okay, so at the end of...
so smart.
You do, Jennifer. It's amazing. At the end of all of this, Roberta...
Yes.
Do we feel like there is an end, in fact? Does it the
yes.
Is everything end?
Yes.
Does it tie back to the beginning 8
yes.
books ago?
Yes.
And if so, how does it do that?
Well, the ending is actually years in the future. I think it's, I don't know, it's 17 years later, I believe it is. And it shows the three main characters, you know, much older, obviously, and as parents
don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Sending their kids off to Hogwarts. I mean, anybody who knows the story knows what the ending's going to be.
Right.
No, this is not a spoiler.
Right.
So it shows them sending their own kids off to Hogwarts at track 8.5. So it's like a full circle.
But didn't a lot of the past characters come back again in this movie? a lot of the past characters.
Well, in flashbacks, yes.
Yeah, right.
In flashbacks. So it's full circle because the first book showed Harry going off to Hogwarts
right,
and meeting Ron and Hermione. So the ending is full circle, showing Harry, Ron, and Hermione sending their children off to Hogwarts. So it's a beautiful full
Severus
circle
Snape.
Ending.
Severus Snape.
You've never seen this?
No.
Severus
the Potter Puppet
Snape.
Pals, the mysterious ticking noise.
Oh, yes, the Potter Puppet Pals. They were at the convention. Yes.
Snape.
They're fine.
Severus Snape. Snape.
Hermione.
Severus
Hermione.
Snape.
Hermione. My son loves this YouTube video.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
All right.
You got to get some music from Harry and the Potters. They're great, too.
Harry and the Potters.
They're famous. Oh, my goodness. They are absolutely
this
famous.
This video, this puppet video, the mysterious ticking noise, which is actually a bomb and it blows all the puppets up at the end of the video, has had 108 million views.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, yeah.
Coming up in a minute, the ladies of The View have more conversations. Like, there's nothing else in the world for them but Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my goodness.
This is...
I know how they feel.
Third day in a row.
Richard and Craig.
Ay, ay, ay. If you have a child going away to college, we found something. Actually, Roberta went to visitdoorbreak.com. I don't know. It's not visit. I think you just... It's doorbreak.
I've been to visitjailbreak.com. Is that similar?
No. This is a new product. I think it's not... It's doorbreak.com, right, Roberta?
Yeah, doorbreak.com.
Doorbreak.com. All right, Richie, go to doorbreak.com. This is for those of you who are sending your college freshmen off for the first time. The first year kids don't think about their safety. They're in the dorm. They don't know who's around. I remember even at Heidelberg, and I say this even at Heidelberg, the town that Heidelberg is in, Tiffin, where we are on WTTF, is not exactly... the doesn't harbor lots of criminals and not a lot of crime, let's put it that way, in Tiffin. I remember when I was a freshman, guys got the thing stolen out of their room, and it was a real wake-up for me because I'd never been under circumstance in my life where anything was stolen from me or anybody that I knew. That's how maybe cloistered my life was as a kid growing up. But when I went to college, and again, Heidelberg isn't the kind of place, it's not like going to downtown L.A. or someplace or Chicago where you're going to find elements. You just, you know, but there are elements. And so here's a way, I wished I'd have known about this then. Now I can help you by understanding how to keep the door closed, how to, it's D-O-O-R-B-R-A-K-E. You found it, Richie?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really a fascinating bit of technology.
Yeah.
Right. It's not even really technology.
Very, very
it's so simple.
Simple.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Right.
It's brilliant,
yep.
In fact.
Protect your child going off to school with DoorBreak, the next best thing to being there yourself. DoorBreak is a quality American product specially engineered to grip and hold tight on any type of flooring. The DoorBreak absorbs massive impact, transfers the intruder's force away from the door lock.
Yeah, it's kind of like a box that you fill with water and then lay down on the floor in front of the door. So it's just extra peace of mind and security that you know nobody's going to be able to push that door
open. It's a great idea. It's one of those simple, wonderful American
things. It's like on a hand truck type
Yankee
thing. It's like a plastic tank on a hand truck. It's very cool.
And there's an alarm with it that sounds when an intruder... tries to break through the
interesting
as well. Okay, so
there's
no
this for my mom
installation
since by herself.
Required. Yeah, do that. Door Break continues to protect your children, your loved ones, even if you change your home. It's pretty easy. Everybody's on to this, so you want to check it out. Visit doorbreak.com. DoorBrake. You will sleep better when you do.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
We all making boat sounds now?
That's a horse sound, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Right,
okay.
It might be. Yeah, all right.
Oh,
anyway,
blew out.
I am reminded by somebody who's listening to all this and watching that we are we're causing people to laugh, and it may be dangerous. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Please, to have not too much laughter here.
Hmm.
Not too much.
We were talking about suicide. How is that funny? Sickos.
All right. Speaking of sickos, I cannot believe the amount of attention. As much of a star as Jennifer Lopez is, this is day after day after day after day. And the women on The View, I don't know how to say they're the guiltiest of it, but they're not able to let this thing go. Here they yacked yesterday about the continuing focus. Apparently Jennifer J-Lo has made her first statement about the split, and here the ladies talk about it.
You know, J-Lo is breaking her silence in Vanity Fair about her split with Mark Anthony.
Silence was about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well.
This is not my best day.
Care between you and Whoopi boy.
Well, you know, this ain't my thing, but I'm doing it because we all loved it. Yeah. Now, she's saying she loved herself enough to walk away from a person who isn't good for her and not treating her the right way.
Wow.
But he'll have... still have a place in her heart as the father of the kids.
But she's loved herself 3 times already.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if she loves herself anymore, she's going to go blind.
J-Lo, the one thing I will say is she, you know, I don't know the specific circumstances, but this third one, Mark Anthony, she was with him a long time. Those other two, you know, I think so. I think she pushed through
she's
a lot of
married
stuff.
Before?
She's this is her third marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't have any problem with somebody getting married.
What's your research?
Later, the dancer,
and Mark. How many hours are they married?
They're married in 1 7 years.
By the way, they have twins. And, you know, I always think of the children. Yes, she has to see him because he's the father of the children.
Right.
I give her credit because she did this thing in Vanity Fair magazine. We're talking about it. People want to know what's going on. And she didn't dump on him. And I give her credit for that. She didn't say, as everybody had, he was too controlling or he didn't want me to do what you're doing, American Idol. She said, it's me and I have to love myself. Very touching. I'm almost as moved as I am
about the Bachelorette.
But she did not dump on him. I give her an A for that. Okay. I give her a C for the rest. Okay. As I told you, this is not exactly my day. I'm happy about Gabby Giffen. At least I have something to say that's genuine and isn't it great. And for the rest, I wish them well.
All right. Barbara's beginning.
Barbara's a little snarky.
Yeah.
Barbara's snarky sort of in person. But she found her own. And they, to their credit, all of them, even though I just have the hots for Elizabeth, I think they all sort of give her what for. Joy is the most interesting because she's interesting because you can look at her and know exactly what she's thinking. She has one of those great faces. You look at Whoopi and you can't tell what she's thinking. There's too much going on there with her. Although I do think that I think all of them except Sherry Shepherd add a lot to the program. So it's kind of like here. All of us but Roberta add a great deal to the program.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Roberta knows that there's not a grain of truth to that. Because probably nobody in this life I love more. Somebody just sent me an email that said, Mercury in retrograde, who cares? We are all empowered. Forget Mercury in retrograde.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
Empowered.
Who needs it?
You can overcome.
Yes. We shall overcome.
We are empowered.
We have overcome.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
The debt deal is now officially a done deal. The question is, now what? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Busy day in Washington, D.C. yesterday. First, the U.S. Senate got its hands on the debt limit compromise bill, and the vote was taken.
The ayes are 74 and the nays are 26. The motion to concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 365 is agreed to.
The bill then took a short trip to the White House, to President Obama's desk, where he signed it.
This compromise guarantees more than $2 trillion in deficit reduction. It's an important first step to ensuring that, as a nation, we live within our means.
So, crisis averted, no default. That's that. Let's move on, right? Sure, why not? But the measure does call for further action, specifically the creation of a super committee of sorts that will come up with a broader plan to control the government's debt. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is a part of that process.
This is a big job, and it's going to take serious, responsible people to get it done. It has to report before Thanksgiving. The product will be voted on before Christmas.
Senator McConnell says the panel is expected to be named later this month. We also have the issue of our rating. Moody's is issuing a negative outlook for the nation's government bond rating. The rating agency issuing the negative outlook as it says it's keeping our bond rating at the AAA level after a new debt limit agreement was reached. But a downgrade of the bond rating could happen under several circumstances. Moody's cited the weakening in fiscal discipline as one of the factors that could prompt consideration of a downgrade. And that statement from Moody's caused some serious jitters on Wall Street. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom some orthotics insert brand sold at retail.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Not the best of days on Wall Street yesterday. If you listen carefully, you can hear some cheers at the closing bell. Why the cheers? Well, the closing bell meant the bleeding could stop. With Moody's making that statement about our AAA credit rating possibly being downgraded down the road, the Dow plunged 266 points to 11,867, NASDAQ down 75, S&P a 33-point drop. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami keep pushing the projected path of Tropical Storm Emily further east. The storm expected to cut across the island of Hispaniola tonight. Emily is expected to re-intensify, picking up more steam as it moves towards the Bahamas late tomorrow. South Florida could feel the outer bands of this system by Friday, as the storm is expected to move close to Cape Canaveral before curving up the coast towards the Carolinas. Speaking of Cape Canaveral, a NASA probe is bound for Jupiter later this week. The probe is sitting atop an Atlas V rocket as it waits for Friday's launch. The $1.1 billion Juno mission is setting off a five-year journey to the largest planet in our solar system, where the probe will precisely map the planet's gravitational and magnetic fields. NASA also telling us a spherical tank that turned up in a dried-up lake in Texas is from the space shuttle Columbia, which exploded during re-entry back in February of 2003, killing all seven astronauts aboard. The Columbia scattered debris across an area stretching from northeast Texas to Louisiana. Couple of closing notes. First, a new study on swearing, cursing, or as some call it, cussing. Researchers at Bristol University's School of Experimental Psychology say using foul language causes a reaction deep inside the emotional center of the brain that actually increases stress rather than decreasing it, as we were previously led to believe. You know what I personally think of this study? It's a pile of There, I feel better. Finally, the folks at the Princeton Review, who rank colleges and universities in a bunch of categories, have released their latest ranking of the nation's top party schools. And the number one party school in the USA is Ohio University, where, one would imagine, you could walk on campus, open any door, and hear this. Hey, guys, you having a good time? You know, I would assume some of these students are on probation. What's that? They're already on probation?
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.